Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I've got to be able to tell you, if you have not yet gotten this, you've got to get Dutch Sheets' book, The Pleasure of His Company, a powerful, powerful book. We're spending the month, this particular month, in our prayer and fasting community just soaking on these 30 prayers. And he does a real good job. Something about Dutch, he's just real. I mean, he is real. He's not freaky or those kind of
weird,
strange thing. He's just real. And but these prayers, they're scriptural prayers. And imagine being able to pray a prayer and you're praying scripture, which is really good. I mean, you're bumping up now. You're in the 82 percentile now. You're in the top percentile.
There you go.
But it's just so powerful. And we had the chance to be able to just go through a watch recently where we were praying these prayers. I could just feel the anointing of the Lord upon these prayers. And it was just empowering. And he did an excellent job. This is a book that he said he always had on his heart, but it took a particular time for it to be able to unfold. But it's called The Pleasure of His Company. We got to begin to see God for who he is. I mean, you can imagine what you're seeing take place in the world now. You're seeing God presented in a wrong way. Hmm. You're seeing God presented as some religious radical, and people are saying they're doing stuff for the name of God, and it's just for God. You're seeing people shoot folks and cry out God's name, while the ones on the ground being shot are crying out that same God's name. And so that puts a big skew on the fact that neither one of those particular people were actually calling out for God, whose son is Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, they were calling out for their perception of God. And so we have to understand God loves us. God loves you. God, first of all, God is good. God is great. And we need to live a life of thanksgiving for that, understanding that he loves you so much that he made a way for you. First thing he did for us and for you is he made you a planet. I mean, he gave you the earth. I mean, think about it. He created man. He created the earth. He created man on the earth. He said, listen, it's yours. Just rule and reign. It's yours. And you rule down here. I'll rule up there. And we'll just have this relationship. And we'll just talk about our lives. We'll have this this wonderful relationship. Of course, you know, men fell. That's when Adam ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and Eve. And so, but they fell. But the whole point of it, God gave you the earth. Think about it. He gave you the earth. And then he made himself known over a period of time as he chose a people out, Abraham, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and was making himself known. This is who I am. And so, you know, people kind of had the fear of the Lord, but they didn't understand he wanted a relationship with him until finally the Lord gave his son. And what Jesus did when Jesus was born of a virgin and walked like men walk, you know, and he was able to show us the face of God and the heart of God and the love of God. And when you see what Jesus did, WWJD, now you're seeing what God does, how God feels. And you think about when he says, you know, don't keep prevent the children to come to me. I love that prostitute. I'm going to forgive her of her sins. You know, he confronted religious folks, but he was just forgiven and loving and kind and spending time with people that religious people wouldn't even think about spending time with because it made them look bad. But we have to understand he wants to have company with you. He wants to spend time with you. And if you have a wrong perception of him, you'll just approach him like a business deal. You know, I'll give you two of these, three of those. I'll invest here. Here's this, here's that. I got to go to work now. Versus of understanding, wait a minute, I'm going to talk about my day. I want to talk about what I'm going through. I want to hear what God's saying to me. I want to abide with God. Imagine that. What we lost in the garden was a relationship with God, an intimate relationship with God. But what we got back through his son, Jesus Christ, if you made him the Lord of your life, is to be able to walk in relationship with God on a daily basis, on an hourly basis. He said, continually staying in this abiding place. And he says in John chapter 15, he says, listen, this is what it's all about. My father is the gardener. You know, I'm the vine. You're the branches. We're just tight. We just kind of grow together. We do this thing together by God's spirit. And it's like, man, this is what it's all about. And so we got to begin to shift our thinking right now because religion, this big, huge religious spirit across the face of the earth and America, it's first of all, acting if there's an optional God and there's not. Secondly, as if there's another way to God through other than Jesus Christ, and there isn't. And then, as if this is God you can't please. And it's like, he was pleased with you so much that even while you were still a sinner, I mean, it wasn't even on your mind to join the company of God, to be able to enter into the family of God. He still loved you. And he laid down his son's life, and Jesus laid down his life for you, so that you can be forgiven. If you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, if you repent and turn away from that worldly life and say, you know what, I just want to be with God. You know, I want to walk with God. I want to be a friend of God, not a friend of the world. I just want that intimate. I just want to enjoy the pleasure of his company. Understand, you were designed for that. And think about this. You're going to spend eternity in his presence. I mean, if this is like a vapor here on earth, and it's like somebody says, well, you know, if I do that, I got to be at church all the time. What are you talking about? You are the church. You know, believers are the church. You don't go right. to it. You are the church, but you do fellowship. And so understand, this book will really help you. Dutch did an excellent job. And these prayers are scriptural prayers. So they're verses tied in together in a way that just speaks today's language. But when you finish praying, you would have covered lots of scripture, and all of a sudden you can meditate on that and it become a part of your heart. He did an excellent job. It's called The Pleasure of His Company. You were designed to be in the company of God, and God wants to be in your company. Moses said this. Moses said, I don't want to go anywhere without you being in your company, and vice versa. I mean, the only thing that differentiates us from anybody else on this earth is the fact that you're with us. And so we got to begin to practice the presence of God, practice the company of God. He is there, Acts chapter 17. He's always here. The fact is, will we reach out and touch him? Will we acknowledge that he's here? And so practice his presence and company, because this huge religious spirit is rising up across the earth. It's calling out a God that doesn't exist. It's not talking about, you know, Jehovah God, whose son is Jesus Christ. And people are trying to merge the two. And we as the church have to begin to communicate the love of God to mankind, understanding that even while you were yet a sinner, Christ died for you so that you can be in the company of God. Get this book, The Pleasure of His Company, by Dutch Sheets. You can find out more about it on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and look in the menu. It says VFN Torch right there. And I want to encourage you, in addition to that, we have Quick View available now on the VFN Torch. When you hit that and select that menu choice, you can see much rapidly more of the that week's post, the next week's post, real quick, like, and go through a lot of wonderful topics. And you can also search the Torch in the upper right-hand corner for maybe something that you're dealing with or something you want to be able to share with a friend. Over 3,500-plus segments available right there for you on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll